from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump has skipped a major conservative political conference outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak today at the Conservative Political Action Conference, but said on Twitter he would not attend in favor of campaigning in Kansas and other states which will be holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. The other Republican candidates attended the meeting, spoke, and then were questioned by the political commentator and journalist of the conference's choice. Also at the CPAC conference on Friday, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper, seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader, opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, lives here in the United States. Police confronted around 500 protesters Saturday outside the Istanbul offices of Zaman. Demonstrators chanted, "Free media cannot be silenced," as police closed in, spraying tear gas and firing rubber bullets at those on hand. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says camps are becoming overcrowded in all the host countries.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians are fleeing the country almost a year after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he later won, prompting more demonstrations. This is VOA News.